Well, Dermot, always nice to get a win sort of early on in the week. It's always nice when it works out well.
Yeah, no, I'm delighted. Lulu's had a break since Dublin, and she's come back. Yesterday was her first class, so I just popped around. And today, because it's a qualifier for the Grand Prix, I had to be competitive, and she was very good.
And obviously, that's obviously the objective, making sure you get into the Grand Prix. That's all part of the sort of target for the Horse of the Year show.
Yeah, that's it. I think it certainly made that class more interesting because it's a qualifier. People had to try harder, you know. So, yeah, that's it. We're trying to get in for Sunday night.
And looking back over your year, how do you assess it and the way it's gone for you personally?
Okay, I'm content enough. I hope there's a good bit left. I'm pleased. The horses have been very good. They started out. They had a little bit of a lull in the middle of the year, July time. My horses were just had a little bit of something virus. They were still jumping good, but just didn't have that winning feeling, you know. And we had a short break before Dublin, and they came out really good in Dublin. We were leading rider, so it was good.
Well, and that show for the Dublin show was actually very good for sort of Irish show jumping after what has been a difficult year.
Yeah, it's a difficult year. We didn't qualify for the Olympic Games, which was very unfortunate. And but we ended up very strong at the end of the year, winning Hickstead and Dublin Nations Cups, and it's looking good.
And what about for you over the winter? I mean, is the Rolex World Cup finals, is that something that might be a target? You've got there before.
Yeah, I would love to do that again this year. I have both Lulu and Hallmark Elite. They feel really good. I'm off to Oslo, Helsinki the next 2 weeks, and then the Royal Winter Fair Toronto. So we'll know a lot more then how they're up to it.
But the main thing is getting a win like today just means that it seems like you're on the right track. That would be the feeling from your point of view.
Yeah, it's great. You know, you know, no matter what the class, the horse has to be in good shape. You have to be sharp to win any, especially here, Horse of the Year show or any of these big shows now. Every class is hard to win.